This call is for the blessings of Christ. On October the 29th, 2017, we are well into the autumn in the Northern Hemisphere and well into the spring in the Southern Hemisphere. So we're really moving along in our seasons, and what drama our seasons have brought us this year. The earth has had its shakes and troubles, and our humanity has had its confrontations and threats and griefs of the heart. We have been through so much in 2017. And at least at this one moment, I hope that you will bring your heart to this blessing. In a state of innocence, just to lay it upon the altar of Christ, that it can be touched and loved, breathed upon, healed, and nurtured into what it uniquely was created to be by your Heavenly Father. We are all children of one God. We just don't see it that way so much of the time, which is really part, I suppose, part of our growing pain. Part of what we need to learn how to do is to see ourselves as brothers and sisters. In the same mode, we need to see ourselves as unique. There are no two of us alike. No two of us have the same response to any one event. No two of us have the same response to any one disease or even benefit, blessing. For some, we take a talent and we use it one way. Others take the same talent and use it differently. We are unique. And we have been, we are really the only unique creatures in the universe. And it seems as though the closer we get to God, the more we become unique, the more we become the immortal soul that simply has no environment with which to conform or from which to be shaped by. We are a self-adjusting internal immortal system, adjustable only to and by the will of God. And that's why it's so important that we take time at least once a week to join in connection with our Heavenly Father. That was the reason for the commandment Moses gave to his people. Remember the Sabbath and to keep it holy. At least once a week, we need to be in the arms of God, just contemplating our relationship to God. And we contribute to that on Sundays by offering the grace of God, the inspirations of the Holy Spirit, and the love of Christ. And what comes to you will be unique. I have my messages to offer, and we have our community request and expressions of gratitude, and that enriches our experience because we know that we are coming together as many being one. So it's time for me to ask for questions or expressions or desires or hopes for healing. And we have several people on our call board today, and that makes me so happy. Some numbers I have and some I don't. We have a wireless caller, and that is from area code 310. So you're on.
Hi, Glenda.
Hi.
It's Gina. I have a friend here named Deborah who wanted to make a comment.
Okay, good. Hi, Gina. Good to hear you. And hi, Deborah.
Hello. I just need some help on how to overcome jealousy because I'm destroying my relationship.
Okay. I gather you, this is a relationship with your love partner?
Yes.
Okay. And, very good. So we will have you on our blessing list for that, for you to find completely satisfying peace within your heart that can open to allowance and love from others as they choose to give it. And we also ask that it will be the greatest of love. Did you have anything, Gina?
Well, it is that, if I could accept it as that, because I've never been so loved, but he's so successful in the world, and I think a part of me gets jealous and thinks that he'd rather be with someone else who's as successful as he is in the world that he's in, and I'm really destroying it. And then he wants me to apologize, and I'll act like I'm doing nothing wrong when I know I'm destroying it, because I'm just get so, like right now, he's at a rehearsal in Hollywood with all these beautiful, successful women, and he's had the chance to be with them before all of his life, and he has it, but I'm so threatened by it that I'm destroying it.
Oh, I feel for you, and I feel for you not feeling worthy enough to be loved as you are and knowing that you are loved. And so we pray for your greater confidence and the greater love you have for yourself.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I see that Susan is on the line. Hi, Susan. You're on.
Hello, Glenda. I'm actually calling for a friend whose son recently came down with cancer. He's like 37 years old, and she's lost her husband a few years ago to leukemia, so she's kind of devastated. And his name is AJ Arthur Jr. So I just want to put actually a blessing for him, because in addition to being, having cancer, he's got now, as a result of it, emotional problems from it.
Of course.
So, and mental problems from it. And so I just want to, her name is Aroxy. His mother's name is Aroxy. And actually, let's give her a blessing as well. And Arthur Jr. for both of them.
Okay.
So that's why I'm calling.
Thank you so much. That's such, so sweet of you. And I know that you'll have her and him in your prayers as we conduct the blessing. That's a good way. When you ask for a blessing for someone else, be sure and have them in your heart as you receive the blessing. Okay? And Eva's on the call. Hi, Eva.
Hi, this is Eva. I'm here on a rainy day in New Jersey, but that's okay.
Okay.
And
yes.
I want ask for a special blessing for my husband and I. Today is our 57th wedding anniversary.
Oh, wonderful.
This would be a good day to have a blessing, and hopefully a blessing that whatever years we have left will be really for the glory of God in whatever way that might be.
Oh, I so hold that for you in my heart, for both of you. And thanks for asking.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for being there for us through all that you've been through. I really appreciate that. And like when you're coming on again, and it's like, oh my, I mean, what's she going through? But she's still doing it. So thank you.
I will. I will as long as the Lord lets me.
Thank you.
And we have Dottie on the call. Hi, Dottie.
Hello, Glenda?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure I heard my name correctly. This is Dottie, and I am calling from Sedona, Arizona.
Yes.
I need to ask the group to join their prayers with mine. I have a very urgent need to find a place to live. I'm renting a room in somebody's house. The issues are that I'm on Social Security disability, so low income, and what I can afford to pay compared to what rents have risen to here is pretty far out of alignment. This is the third time in 3 years that I've had a roommate situation pretty much crumbled from beneath me. It wasn't that I did something, that I was getting pushed from behind, but the place that I'm staying, it's just not going to be available. So I've got to be out of here in somewhere between 2 and 3 weeks.
Oh, my goodness. I can really relate to that one.
Yeah. There's a lot of anxiety and stress going on, and there's also a need for car repairs to my old car and dental work that I don't have money for. So it's all kind of piling up. And I have to say that in spite of about 35 years of studying metaphysics, my faith is getting a little shaky at the moment. So if everybody would join their good thoughts along the lines that I find a place to live quickly, I would sure appreciate the support.
You are in our blessings, Dottie, and I certainly I hold you in my prayers.
Thank you so much.
And Sarah is on the line. Hi, Sarah.
Hi there, Glenda. This is Sarah.
Yes.
And I'm asking for a blessing today from my son. His name is Marshall. He's in San Diego. And his life has just been one challenge after another, and he's really struggling. So I just want to give him a boost today.
And good.
Let him know that he is loved, and, you know.
Good.
And also, I'm going to be moved right quickly through just a lot of transformational stuff, so I could use a little boost, too.
Okay, Sarah. You got it.
Thank you. I love you all. Thank
you. I love you, too. Bye-bye. And we have a caller from area code 719. You're on.
Hi, this is Tara Kim calling from Colorado. How is everybody?
Hi.
I'd like to request a blessing for my husband and our two dogs who have been giving me such incredible care as this last month as I've gone through two surgeries, and I think their wells are kind of dry. And I would just like to
okay.
For replenishing. My husband's name is Bert, and it's B-E-R-T. And we
okay.
have two Brittany dogs that are Dakota and Shobi, and I'd so appreciate blessings for all three of them.
Okay. Yes,
thank
indeed.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You are so welcome. You are so welcome. And we have a caller from area code 780. You're on.
Hi, Glenda. It's Desmond Nicolay.
Oh, Desmond. Hi.
Hi. I got a request just for the power to make connections and think bright thoughts. And I've been looking at, like, a couple of weeks ago, you talked about, you know, maybe people don't believe that the picture you painted of Yeshua is an accurate picture, but, like, you can see in his eyes his essence.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I've always believed that it is not only just, you know, a perfect representation, but, I mean, his essence is definitely the most important aspect of that. But I had an experience today with Mary Magdalene, because I have her painting, too. And it's really the first time, and, you know, I consider her kind of like Yeshua's wife in a way. And she's
mm-hmm.
just having a wonderful connection to, you know what Yeshua's wife is, was kind of like, or, you know, Mary Magdalene. So thank you for your paintings, and thank you for your books, and thank you for your courses, and thank you for your blessings. And I've been doing my blessings, you know, over the years with a tree. And Anastasia says that trees are hypercritical. And so when I finish my blessing, I hug my tree. And
That's great.
I for like 7 minutes, and I just listen to the trees, try to see if it has any critical points about me, and I listen to it. And the tree, you know, almost always wants to correct all of my errors, and it loves me immensely. So
that's great. That's great that you're having such a wonderful connection. Desmond, I'm going to go on to another caller because we've got several, and we don't want to miss our time for the blessing. Okay, we have someone from area code 641.
Glenda, it's Betty Ann.
Hi, Betty Ann.
I know you mentioned that Gunnar, your cat, noticed and was aware of Yeshua.
Yes.
Did Yeshua make any comments about or even interact with Gunnar?
Yes, he did. He didn't make comments about him, but he petted him one day.
Really? Oh, it's amazing. Thank you.
Yes. And it's interesting because I was afraid to try to touch Yeshua. I was afraid, on the one hand, I might find it was just an energetic illusion and it would vanish. On the other hand, I was afraid it might be too holy to touch. On the other hand, I thought I might get an electrical shock. On the other hand, I thought I might not be worthy. So there were just so many inhibitions as to why I didn't. But I had eye contact so much, and it was so powerful. And I felt that the eye contact was really enough, because that's what our relationship was about.
Well,
but he
great.
Really did love Gunnar.
Yeah. So if Yeshua could take notice of your sweet Gunnar, then he does definitely have to take notice of me. Thank you.
Absolutely. Okay. And it said in the scripture, there's not a single sparrow that falls that God does not notice. So we have, I think it's Linda. We have an international caller, country code 61.
Hello, it's Linda.
Yes. Hi.
Hi. I'm Denise Christian.
Oh, you're Denise. Hi.
From Australia.
Welcome.
This has been my very first time after years of listening to recordings that I have managed to get on a call. So my heart's pounding a bit that I'm finally making this physical connection with you, and I just want to thank you with the whole of my heart for yourself and what you go through and what you share. It has made the most incredible difference in my life. Linda, I got to meet Linda a month or so ago when I was visiting New Zealand, and it was lovely to connect physically with someone from the community.
And that's wonderful.
I heard the recording where she had asked for blessings for me. And I was at that time, that in that particular day, how can I connect so that I can ask for these blessings? And then I hear she's asking for me. So I felt I'm being held there. So thank you so much.
Oh, you are so welcome, and God bless you. God bless you so much.
Yeah, so it's been a long journey. Back, you know, in the 90s when I first read Love Without End, and it just, a friend brought it home from America for me, and then Keys of Yeshua came into my life, and I read that every day for 10 years. It would take me a year to read it, and then I would begin again. So,
oh, my goodness. I'm so glad, and it makes me feel like I've been there with you.
Oh my goodness, you and Yeshua.
Oh,
sitting, looking,
you touch my heart so much.
I would like to really place myself on the blessing list. I've journeyed with you with the loss of so much and going through this hurricane, and you know, I'm on the webinar with that we're doing right now, so I've experienced my base completely gone from when I returned from New Zealand. I've been on a property on the Gold Coast up in the Crumlin Valley for 16 years, and I have created a sanctuary here for children and for adults that are healing that child. And so I work with the government, with the Department of Child Safety. So I've had a lot of children here, and I've rented this property, which is just in a heavenly sanctuary and amongst the trees and in the valleys and the mountains. And I've been given notice. So my whole base and everything that I've been doing has gone. So I have another month. I have to be finished with here on the 4th of December. He was not willing to extend it till after Christmas. So I have not been able to find a new place. So I'm without, and but the 4th of December, I'm without a home for myself, and I have a permanent little girl with me, and I have a lot of children coming in, and so everything is on hold. So I understand the reasons why, and I under, you know, I'm walking, I came here in faith, I've lived here all these years in faith, and I'm leaving in faith. So it has been a big experience with it all just gone and ready to, you could say, write a new story. And, you know, journeying with you has just, and so many others that are, you know, hoping to have a home show up. So I would ask for blessings for that right place to come. I know that now I need to purchase lands and a home so that I don't experience this again. And, you know, it is time to do that. However, I have a lot of, as you said once, I have a lot of love in the bank, but not money.
Yes, I know how that goes.
So it is a complete faith journey now. I have to empty this place of things, and I have a lot of people here that have lost it as well, you know, on this land, that have my family members, that everybody is in the same boat. So I would really like to be on that blessing list that I...
Okay. We will have you in our blessing for all of that and more. Okay. We have one more person we need to take on our call, but it was such a joy speaking with you. And please do come on more.
I will, and I hope to be there for that seminar in January or February. When
oh, good. Good. Yeah. We look forward to it.
Okay.
And bye-bye for now.
Bye.
We're going to take our last caller, and not least, we know it's Stormy. Hi, you're on.
Yes, Glenda, I am very thankful to remember the future today, the future that I saw and was given about you 50 years ago when I was in high school. And I also give thanks for the future that I have seen in 1,000 years that I will remember and say again, I remember that future too.
Oh, my goodness. And what is it that you see for me?
What you're doing right now.
Okay. Okay. Wonderful. Well.
And what you will be doing in 1,000 years.
Oh, my goodness.
It's, I don't get to believe, I get to know. That's a whole nother realm, and I am blessed to be able to know you, and that you have been able to see and know Jesus in a way that people can start to understand for themselves just who they really are, just how beautiful we are. It is just so incredible. I don't care what you've done in your life. Saddam Hussein, the man the world hated, I can only see his love. I have no other concept than that. And that's what you're trying to teach here. It's what Jesus is trying to teach us all. Be the love that you are.
Yes. Yes, that is so true, Stormy. And if you don't mind, I'd like to build on that as I move toward a conclusion of our presentation today. Would that be okay?
That would be divine, wouldn't it?
It would. And I hope you'll be having music for us in the background. Okay? Bye-bye for now, sweet one. And what I would like to do, just to build on that, is yes, so often we see our earthly identities, which are troubled, most of the time, especially in today's world. I don't see very many people today who are not troubled in their world. In my youth, I saw a lot of people who led peaceful and simple lives, who loved their families and worked with their communities and really, really tried to make the world a better place without feeling negative about it. They would see hope in everything they did. Things have changed in the course of my voyage on this spaceship Earth, and life is more troubled for more people, which makes it far more important that we begin to look more at the soul that we are, because our soul is our bridge to heaven. Our soul is our connection to God. It really isn't our identity that was created in the image of God. That is a misrepresentation from many mistranslations of the Bible. The Spirit of God breathed into us at our creation is that which made us into the image of God. It is the soul that was created as an outer part. It's almost as if God is the great Christmas tree with 1,000 sparkling lights, and we're one of them. And every light is a slightly different color, and each one of us sparkles to a slightly different vibration, a slightly different timing, and lights a different part of the room. And if one single bulb was missing, we would all notice it, because we are unique, and each one of us is special. There are so many parts of the Bible that were mistranslated, misread, misinterpreted, and misapplied to life. And there are so many parts of the Bible that even if they were read correctly, just really applied to the history of what people were going through at the time, and not to the immortality of our soul. I especially love the book of John, because I feel that of all the Gospels, it was the one most directed toward our soul, toward our true nature, toward the love that we are, and our ultimate fulfillment as a soul. Now, the apostles kept asking Yeshua for a prayer, and he kept declining. And there's a good reason he declined. And that same reason is the very one I want to take up with you today about the blessing. What will be blessed will be you. And what you do with it is up to you. We don't really ask the Lord to bless our hardship because we don't want a perpetuation of our hardship. Now, we do have lessons we can learn from it, and in that way we could say, let my hardship translate from being a hardship into being a blessing from which I learn. We can say that, and that makes sense because it gives information to the soul. The entire voyage of our life experience is all about what the soul brings to life and what the soul takes away from life. And this would be true of anyone, the worst criminal and the greatest saint. And I want to give you an example of these two differences of approach in something that I know you will know by heart. You know the Lord's Prayer. He finally did give the apostles a prayer to pray. But the way it was written, and then the way it was translated into Greek, and then the way it was translated from Greek into Latin, and from Latin into English, brought it to say something very different than the original meaning. Because it was brought to say something which is very typical of our human prayers, which we pray from our hardship. We sit in the middle of our hardship, we sit in the middle of our pain, our loss, and our suffering, and we say, oh Lord, I'm suffering. Oh Lord, I hurt. Please heal me. Please stop the pain. Please bring me someone into my life. We pray from inside our suffering. And the Lord says, but I cannot be with you inside of your suffering, because I will not honor your suffering. That was the problem Yeshua had in teaching the apostles to pray. Now, I typically begin, not typically, always begin the blessing with a prayer to Yeshua, thanking him for being with us, for blessing us, for always being with us, for healing us and teaching us. And I shall do so today as well. But today I want to make it a very special prayer because it was the prayer he gave originally to us. This is the prayer he gave to the apostles, the Lord's Prayer, in Aramaic. The way it would have been translated directly from Aramaic to English, if it had not gone through all the other processes of translation and then the adaptations to theology. This is the prayer he gave his apostles. I want you to listen to this prayer with your soul. First of all, I want you to relax. Just be in your seat as you always are. I want you to take a deep breath. Stop your thoughts. Stop your worries. To the best you can, let go of your pain and your sorrow. Just be as best you can at peace in your heart, a child of God on this earth, to learn, to give, to offer, to heal, and to take back to heaven the lessons you've learned. And while you are here, pray this prayer. And today, let us pray this prayer together as the beginning of this blessing. O breath of life, your name shines everywhere. Release a space to show your presence here. Holy is your I am now. Embody your desire in every light and form. Bring to us this moment's bread and wisdom. Untie the knots of failure binding us as we release our judgment against others. Help us to remember our source. Yet free us to be reborn in every moment. From you comes forth every vision, power, and song. From gathering to gathering. Amen. Blessing givers, will you join me in offering the blessing now? Amen. Your blessing has been given. Now, it's for you to go and rest and just receive. Feel the energy that has been passed through you. The love that has been washed over you and filled you. And the blessings that shall nourish you from the inside out, through your soul, into the very essence of your life. Let it be what it will be. I wish you much love and a wonderful week. Bye-bye for now.